Yes, sir, Steve Ball.
What's the situation? I need that stuff to get to work.
Chasing it down, the problem we have is that there's only one individual who handles it so that it can be a closed thing, and he's picking the... He's gathering the materials up himself. He was supposed to have it to me a half hour ago.
Yeah.
So just as soon as he comes...
Well, he doesn't need to bring it all at once, you know.
No, sir, he's just going to bring me 3 days.
And I want the rest also, you know.
Yes, but...
I want the 3 days now.
That's what he's doing right now. 27th, 28th, and the 1st.
Yeah, we don't know whether there was any, we don't even know whether there was anything on the 27th, do we?
Yes, sir, I have logs right here in my office.
Didn't show in the other logs, okay.
I've got a 25-minute meeting on the 27th.
Fine, okay, 27th, 28th.
And you have about a 70-minute meeting on the 28th.
Right.
And then on the 1st, you have 3 meetings. One is 30 minutes, another one is 10 minutes, and the third one is 10 minutes.
Commissary. Try to get the goddamn stuff, Steve. Tell him to bring 1 day over, you know, because it's going to take a lot of time to mind. Listen to this.
Yes, sir.
So would you do that, please?
Yes, sir. I've been on the phone tracking them.
Is he out of town?
No, sir. He's down in the basement where his safe is.
All right.
There are only two individuals who are aware.
That's great. I don't want anybody to know.
That's fine.
Thanks. Right. Call me as soon as you've got anything with regard to it so I can plan my day. Fine.
All right, sir.
The economic meeting is 3 o'clock tomorrow rather than 3 o'clock today.
3 o'clock tomorrow?
Yeah. You've got that open, haven't you? I told Haig. He didn't. I just told him he'd push it till tomorrow, but just look at your schedule.
We have an opening tomorrow, sir. We have an opening tomorrow.
Fine.
So you just want to open today's schedule completely?
Yeah, put Siemens tomorrow, too.
All right, sir. Fine.
Fine. Thank you.
Thank you.